Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Mr. Number 545, Ellen White's Practice Regarding Meat Eating. Over 30 years ago, I was often in great weakness. It was thought that flesh meat would give me vitality, and this was, therefore, my principal article of diet. But instead of gaining strength, I grew weaker and weaker. Light came to me, showing me the injury men and women were doing to the mental, moral, and physical faculties by the use of flesh meat. I at once cut meat out of my bill of fare. After that, I was at times placed where I was compelled to eat a little meat. But for many years, not a morsel of the flesh of dead animals has passed my lips. Neither has meat been placed upon my table. My visitors have been given wholesome, nourishing food, but no meat. Wise counsel and righteous practices are needed now, if the people of God are to succeed in preserving clear minds and healthy bodies. We must give close attention to eating, drinking, and dressing. The entire body of believers needs to make a decided reform. A high profession, followed by a disregard of the laws of life, shows a faithless life. Lack of fidelity, want of stability, slavery to wrong habits, this is the sure result of such a course. Those who follow this course are not consistent Christians. Salvation means deliverance from every habit which tends to drag humanity down. Transgression of the laws of our being is transgression of the laws of God.